This is Earth and Sky. Researchers now have a rough map of the human genome, the genetic blueprint for a human being.
95% of the human genome is called junk DNA. Scientists don't know why it's there. The 5% that scientists would most like to understand now is distributed throughout the junk. Geneticists like Lisa Stubbs at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California are using the mouse genome, completed last December, to sort through the human genome.
It turns out that mouse and humans have virtually all of the same genes. Virtually all. They're not identical. They've changed a lot over time, but they've only changed in very constrained ways.
If genes critical for life mutated too much, the animals wouldn't survive to pass on their genes. But junk DNA is free to change without consequences, so junk DNA of a mouse and a human no longer look alike. And that's proved handy to DNA research.
If you take a piece of human DNA sequence and a related piece of mouse DNA sequence, and you line them up, the similar sequences shine out at you as a very small percent of the genome.
This process of comparison has proven essential to spotting the hardest to find, most important human genes. Special thanks today to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.